October 949's Great Weekender. 60 Seconds with Dano.
There's people out there listening now that absolutely love animals, love pets. We all do. They're great company, but it's really important that we protect those iconic animals, particularly overseas, like the gorilla, the bears, the rhinos, the elephants. And a mate of mine, Todd Harland, who's from the managing director of AML Solutions International, he's a former policeman, and he went over there for a United Nations workshop on drugs and crime at Botswana, examining the extent of the illegal wildlife trade. And he says it's staggering. As we know, Prince William and David Beckham, they've joined alliance to raise awareness about this problem, particularly in African and Asian nations. Todd, how bad is this illegal wildlife poaching?
Danny, it's absolutely staggering. I was gobsmacked when I heard some of the statistics. In the illegal trade of ivory and the killing of elephants, we're going through 20 to 25,000 elephants per year are being slaughtered. And last year in the rhinoceros population was slaughtered another 1,000 in a very small population base of rhinos. So this is a significant spike in this wildlife trade that's occurred in the last 4 or 5 years.
Is Australia involved in this?
Australia will have a link indirectly. The major population base the major market is in China and Vietnam, and we have a Chinese and Vietnamese population here in Australia.
So what are they doing, eating them?
No. The rhinos are being killed for their horns, which are cut off and turned into medicinal purposes. It's seen to be as an aphrodisiac, and the elephant tusk is being carved into, you know, ivory carvings and so forth to display wealth.
Are they wiping out any of these species, or how close are they to being extinct?
Well, I think the slaughter continues in the rhinoceros environment as it is. 1,000 last year. There's only a population of 25,000 in the world, so in our lifetime, we could see the extinction of the black and white rhinoceros.
Todd, how can our listeners get involved or help with this illegal wildlife poaching that's going to wipe out some, you know, iconic species of the world?
There's a number of opportunities. It's about getting the discussion and getting the movement going forward. And one of the things you mentioned there with Prince William and David Beckham, United for Wildlife Foundation has a website called unitedforwildlife.org. You can also follow it on Twitter and Facebook with the hashtag Whose Side Are You On? Get involved and have your voice heard and get this worldwide push going forward.
UnitedForWildlife.org or on Twitter, Whose Side Are You On is the handle.
Correct.
Todd Harland from AML Solutions International, great to talk to you. This is something that everybody should take an interest in, because who'd ever think that once upon a time there was heaps of Tasmanian devils running around down in Tasmania, and of course the bilby, which is another species of this country that nearly ended up extinct. Thanks a lot, Todd, and thanks for taking the time to tell us about something that I think all human beings on this planet should take very seriously.
Thanks, Danny.